On a hot day, several 12-year-olds are learning to swim at a park in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. It is a rare sight to see an inflatable swimming pool on the grounds of the park. For the past 7 years, local swim instructors have taught about 360,000 children to swim. Many of the boys and girls come from nearby villages. The swimming program is a service of a non-profit group called the Center for Injury Prevention and Research, Bangladesh. The center says it has taught over 2,700 instructors to obey international swimming guidelines. Aminur Rahman is director of the International Drowning Research Center in Dhaka. He remembers one tragedy when a boy attempted to rescue his 5-year-old brother from a pond.
Then the villagers actually tried to search the child and all thought that it could be there in the pond. So they used fishing net and unfortunately they got both the child and from the water. They rescued the child. By that time both of them were dead. And it was assumed that they went to the pond for washing hands and feet. And maybe someone, maybe the younger one may have fallen down in the pond, and the older one who knew swimming but didn't know how to rescue others tried to rescue his younger brother, but unfortunately couldn't do. So it's a very pity that both child drowned.
Bangladesh sits on one of the world's largest river deltas, above the Bay of Bengal. It is a country of ponds and other waterways. Dr. Rahman says people often do not think of water as a threat because it is so close to many homes.
Somebody says we used to swim here, we go for, you know, bathing, washing, everything, nothing happened. And sometimes they often say that it's God's will, we cannot protect. If there is, if the luck is that he will drown, nothing to do with that. So this kind of misperception actually exists in the community.
Most drowning deaths happen when unsupervised children fall into ponds within 20 meters of their homes. In recent years, child health has improved in Bangladesh. Deaths from diarrhea and pneumonia have dropped sharply. The two are the largest killers of children in many developing countries. However, there was no reduction in drowning deaths in Bangladesh. Most drowning victims are from poor, uneducated families in rural areas. Many children walk around nearby fields, roads, and ponds on their own. At a school in Dhaka, 12-year-old Halima Sadia Tina recalled learning to swim.
Now I can swim. When I went to my village house, rural house, I swim in that area, in my village area, and now I can swim better. The children who live in rural areas, they don't know what is a kick, float, glide, and other systems of swimming, what we learn in portal pool.
13-year-old Razul Islam says learning to kick was the most difficult part.
First time, I was scared, and after some times, I became normal with the water. Now I can save myself from drowning, as well I also can save other children's life.
A paper in the journal Pediatrics reported that in 3 years of the program, drownings among children between 5 and 9 years old dropped 48%. With each child who grows confident in the water, Bangladesh makes progress against a preventable public health threat. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story: inflatable, adjective, capable of being filled with air. Tragedy, noun, a very bad event that causes sadness and often involves someone's death. Pity, noun, a strong feeling of sadness or sympathy for someone or something. Glide, verb, to move in a smooth way. Confident, adjective, having a feeling or belief that you can do something well or succeed at something. Now, it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.